Well, we are opening up this week's inbox, and I have Counselor Glenn Lutyens with us. Hey, Glenn.
Lisa, good to be with you.
Very good to have you. We love our counselors and love when they can come and give us input for questions. And this week is no exception. We have a question from one of our listeners who says, I am in a dating relationship and would like to continue to lead my girlfriend toward Christ through our friendship and relationship. I've been looking for some books to read that can help me help us in this relationship. My utmost desire is purity and glorifying God. Any suggestion of good books that can aid me in leading my dating relationship?
Well, I had a little bit of a change from how I initially read the question. Martha with Boundless helped me kind of look at it from just a slightly different angle. I'd been looking at it from the vantage point of he was trying to help his girlfriend come to faith in Christ.
And
that's gotcha. Probably not what was mentioned. I often think it's hard to do that. It's kind of like trying to fix a car driving down the road. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think that's the scenario. If it is, it can be a challenging area. But there are some good resources, particularly as it relates to marriage. I was very encouraged and impressed with this gentleman's desire to glorify God, his desire for purity in the relationship. And I think that's an outstanding desire that he has. A couple of resources that come to mind. One is one on just the whole aspect of what is headship, what is submission, what it's not. It's written actually by a seminary professor by the name of Brian Chappell, and the title of the book is called Each for the Other. And I think a lot of times that whole aspect of what is headship, how does a person lead in a relationship, you know, is it something where a person is forcing another individual to view it from their same perspective, or is it really a servant leadership? And Brian's book goes into detail really on that aspect of servant leadership, which I think is really key. The other resource that comes to mind is a book by Albert Mohler called The Conviction to Lead. And just really kind of lays out kind of a theological perspective as far as what leading looks like, how it can be done in a God-honoring fashion. It's not about, you know, domination. It's not about forcing a person to see it from one's viewpoint, but really coming alongside and being a source of encouragement, and how, as a couple, there can be spiritual growth. I mean, I think that starts in the dating time frame, courtship time. Certainly in marriage, that becomes even more important and necessary.
Mm-hmm. Is there a way that this guy should communicate? I mean, we don't know where his girlfriend is. You know, I mean, obviously, mm-hmm. it's probably not the best if he sits down and is like, anyway, you obviously need some leadership, so mm-hmm. let me just right. tell you what's what. Right. I mean, how can he kind of broach this or do it in a way that's really godly and humble?
I think it probably is helpful for him to understand what her expectations are. Mm-hmm. of him mm-hmm. in regards to the relationship, just where she's at spiritually. Is spiritual growth something that she values? Mm. Sometimes you get a scenario where one person is a strong believer and is wanting to lead or wants a relationship to grow, not necessarily lead, but wants a relationship to grow. And the other person may know Christ, but is not really there's not a deep conviction, there's not a deep desire to mature, which I think then creates problems. I mean, mm-hmm. when Scripture uses the analogy of not being unequally yoked, a yoke is a picture of the agricultural tool going around the neck of two oxen. Two things have to happen when that yoke is on them. They have to be traveling in the same direction, and they also have to be traveling at the same speed. If not, you get really some pretty messed up mm-hmm. agricultural rows, yeah. so to speak.
Yeah.
So it's important. But I think if he can ask her, get her input, that's really helpful for him to understand her better.
Yeah, that's good. Good thoughts and great resources. I know that I have seen both of those books. In fact, we had the privilege of having Dr. Mohler here talking about Conviction to Lead not mm-hmm. too long ago. Mm-hmm. So great stuff. Mm-hmm. All right, folks. Well, that is it for this week's show. As always, we want you to write to us with your questions so we can address it on a future show. Just send us an email at editor@boundless.org. We also want to remind you to sign up for the Rock the Body Challenge coming up in just a couple of weeks. And so we want to make sure you're on board on the front end of that so you can avail yourself of the full time for the challenge. So go to boundless.org/rockthebody, or you'll probably see our ads around the site as well. But grab a friend and participate in it together, because it's great when you have accountability in that. And we're going to have a lot of fun. That's it for this week's show. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.